I'm Jeffrey Fryman Wire, and this is the State of the Arts on KDFC. Their schedule has Chanticleer singing almost every night, and sometimes twice in one night, with a selection of holiday music that ranges from plain chant and Renaissance to jazz and gospel.
We always tell people we try to dig into the style of each piece as completely as possible. So if we are singing plain chant, we want to sing it as appropriately as possible. If we are singing Renaissance music, then we try to use a different technique for that. We try not to think of ourselves as a one-trick monkey so much as Renaissance people, I guess you could say.
That's Jace Wittig, Chanticleer's interim music director, who says there's one piece of music in particular that audiences demand to hear at each holiday concert: Franz Biebel's 1964 setting of Ave Maria.
And of course we have to give it to them. I mean, it's become sort of our anthem. It's a piece that's very special to us as well as the audience.
Wittig says when their former music director Joseph Jennings heard this piece, performed by a glee club, he got them the music, and they recorded it within a year, and the rest is history.
Biebel wrote it sort of, I guess, as a study piece, and I don't think he ever had a clue that it was going to become what it has become.
Chanticleer has a month-long European tour beginning in January, after they've had a chance to recover from their next few weeks of Christmas concerts.
The audience helps keep it fresh for us, honestly, particularly here at home in the Bay Area, where we see a lot of the same people year after year. This is a big part of their holiday tradition, and they're often very excited, and it's infectious.
And that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC.